Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
UKSC HD3 Niagara Falls, a radio.com station.
It's 11 o'clock, 46 degrees and raining in Buffalo. Good morning, I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930 WBEN, and here are your top stories for March 28th. We're tracking the latest local news regarding the coronavirus outbreak.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for rain at times today, with some downpours even, a high of 53.
Erie County has officially surpassed the 300 mark in terms of confirmed coronavirus cases, with 310, but don't expect that number to stay where it is.
We are still at the beginning of our uptick. I mean, we haven't even nearly reached our peak, and it's we're going to see more and more numbers. We're going to see more people hospitalized. We're going to be, unfortunately, see more deaths. We can change the shape of that curve if we all adhere to these non-pharmaceutical interventions. And the most important is the social distancing. There's a lot of great scientific studies, great mathematical modeling showing that if we can get some good social distancing in our community, the curve will be much flatter compared to if we do nothing.
County Executive Mark Polenkar says it's a matter of when, not if, local hospitals will begin running out of beds.
We know we do not have enough beds in this region for what we are anticipating over the next weeks and months. It's possible we could get up to 1,000 beds in the convention center between the main exhibit hall and potentially some meeting rooms on the first floor. So we are looking at that.
A week after it was first announced the Buffalo area would have a medical treatment facility dedicated to COVID-19, Catholic Health System is already populating the facility at the St. Joseph campus with patients afflicted with the virus. As the first dedicated COVID-19 treatment facility in New York State, the 120-bed inpatient center is equipped to offer acute medical and critical care services. The first medical patients were admitted on Thursday, and critical care services are being incrementally phased in over the coming week. WBEN News Time is 11:02. The exclusive WBEN First Alert Forecast is coming up next.
Hi, this is Richard Dierwald, Mr. Fitness, and we're going to depart from our usual format today. I'm actually calling from home. Yesterday, I had a conversation with the executive producer of the show, Joe Donesco, and he said to me, you know, the things that you just said here in our phone call, they probably should be told to our listening audience. While talking to Joe, I told him I thoroughly agree with the idea of staying home and staying safe. However, I'd like to take that just a step farther and say, stay home, but stay fit. And that's what we're talking about here now today. And it's very nice that I can be talking here from my house to you on the radio. And you're listening in the comfort of your own home. So get comfortable. Coming up on Senior Radio Buffalo, I have an important message for everyone.
The WBEN First Alert Forecast calls for a fairly soggy weekend. Today, cloudy with periods of rain, even falling heavy at times, high 53. The rain will continue off and on tonight, even a rumble of thunder, low 48. Tomorrow, a few showers, especially in the morning. Then clouds may break for some sunlight. Breezy and warmer, up to 66. And Monday, cloudy and cooler with a spotty shower, high 46. With the WBEN First Alert Forecast, I'm meteorologist Bill Degger.
It's currently 46 degrees and raining in Buffalo. The only way you can take WBEN with you is the radio.com app. Download it today and listen to us anytime, anywhere. I'm Brendan Keeney, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Ah, thank you very much. Good morning, everybody. It is a pleasure to be back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. So everybody, how you doing? I know you're doing okay. We are Buffalo strong. But I know there are so many thoughts going through your minds about our community and our wonderful people in it who are working hard on your behalf to make sure that you stay well. I got a lot of information for you, but we're also going to be speaking with some of our clients who are on the line, ready to tell us how business has changed for them, but what they can still do for you. Just so you know, this hour, our first guest will be from the Clarity Group. Segment two will be Richard Ellis from Amherst Meals on Wheels. Segment three, very interesting. Anthony Amagon will be on hand. And segment four, we're going to spend a couple of minutes with Kevin Ferguson from Colette Travel. As you know, we're running a trip that is still on 6 months from now. What is going on in the travel biz, as you can imagine? We'll get to all that, especially our first two guests. Karen Olson and Lisa Giancarlo are vice presidents of the Clarity Group, and they're joining us on the phone this morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Thank you. It is nice to have you on. Ladies, so tell us, how has business changed during this time with mall offices closed and more being down by phone?
Well, basically, you know, what we're doing is we're still treating everyone the same. You know, we want them to call into our office. We do have our one office on Transit Road that we are available by appointment only. You can call in at 393-3437 and you can schedule a private appointment. We're doing some virtual appointments online and education by phone. So we've become quite creative in regards to how we're handling everything. But we understand, you know, with these uncertain times that you're still going to turn 65, that your birthday is still going to come around. You're still going to need your health insurance. And, you know, being that we've been considered essential, we can still do our work and help our community.
That's right, Linda. We're considered an essential business. We're able to stay open, and we're open by appointment only. We're accommodating anybody who gives us a call. We're giving them the option to meet us in person or discuss their options over the phone or even do a virtual video conference and get the information over to them that way. We're here to educate them, look up their doctors, their medications, maybe even help them decide, you know, and coordinate leaving an employer plan, because a lot of folks, you know, are still employed and going to be turning 65 and leaving that. And then we'll review all the plan options for both local and national carriers and help them enroll in the plan that works out best for them.
Okay, so let me ask, if someone is new to Medicare and they are turning 65 this year, how much before their 65th birthday do they need to meet with you?
Well, basically what we request them to do is give us a call about 3 or 4 months, you know, before, which is 6 months, but in these situations in the time frame right now, we just want to make sure the people out there that are turning 65 within the next 3-4 months, we're able to help them right away. If they need to go online and apply for Medicare, we can help them with that, you know, and guide them through that. So this way they're not calling a 1-800 number that they see on the TV and assume that they know their area. We are local here in Western New York, so we're able to guide you and assist you with all of the area providers and hospital networks, et cetera. So it's really important to make sure you're dealing with a local broker that can help you through all that minutia.
And we've been working very hard the last couple weeks improving our training with our agents and improving our website. There's a link on our website. It's the forms link. So when we talk to a consumer who's turning 65 or even just wants to meet with us to go over their current plan to maybe make a change, we'll have them go on and click on that forms link. And there's a three-step process that will help them prepare for a future appointment with us.
All right. The ladies on the phone are Karen Olson and Lisa Giancarlo. They are vice presidents of the Clarity Group. It's a wonderful local group that will help you with your Medicare needs. Now, ladies, I asked if someone is turning 65. Yeah, they need to get in touch with you. But let's say they're not planning on picking up Medicare until the end of the year. How does that work?
That's great. That's a great question, Linda. We can definitely help them and educate them. We're starting virtual Medicare 101, so they can call our office and schedule to hop on to one of our virtual Medicare 101s. Our agents will be available to schedule future appointments with them. We'll help give them guidance and resources on how to prepare for that future event.
Well, that's great to know, because there's a lot of people sitting home going, oh, you know, I was planning on going to see you in person. Now that's not possible. I don't want to miss deadlines. I don't want to miss valuable information. So this is a great way to take part in that. What else should people know about online services and telemedicine and mail order prescriptions and things like that?
Right. So absolutely, you know, all of the companies at this time, all of your insurance companies are offering complimentary telemedicine services. So, you know, if you're not feeling well, you know, take advantage of those services. Also, you can call us if you need help, you know, accessing information about your insurance that you currently have. In regards to, you know, turning 65 and that, you know, they should still be calling us because we can get the ball rolling and set their mind at ease. Mail order medications at all the companies do offer a mail order program, and your local pharmacies are now offering free delivery. So if you're interested in any of that, we can help you through and understand what the process is and how to get to that point. And we're just here to help any consumer that needs our assistance, whether you're part of the Clarity Group or not part of the Clarity Group. Give us a call and we can help you through all this.
Yeah, you may not be part of the Clarity Group yet, but you're going to get there. Karen Olson and Lisa Giancarlo, are you busier now? Or are you, you know, while you're doing things on the phone, do you find that you're constantly on the phone now with people? They're getting the message that you're there and available?
Yeah, we are taking a lot of incoming calls from our current members and new folks. Our current members are just a little concerned about how their plan may work for them. So we'll review their plan over the phone with them. Maybe just hop on a video conference just to show them the options within their plan. And then new folks that maybe can't get out, you know, because we're all, you know, self-quarantining and staying at home and using our social distancing, they'll give us a call and want us to educate them over the phone and get started, you know, with their plan choice.
And, you know, while we have you ladies on the line, we'd like everybody to know if you have a question right now that I have not thought of, you can text us at 30930. That's text us at 30930. And I'll hook you right up with Karen Olson and Lisa Giancarlo from the Clarity Group. We've got 48 degrees and rain on the outside here at WBEN. I'm Linda Pellegrino, as we are doing Senior Radio Buffalo. And ladies, we're going to be speaking to a lot of our clients today because it has been an all-encompassing pandemic. I mean, you know, a pandemic. Everybody is talking about coronavirus and how it has changed their lives. And yet people like you are out there and you're doing business. And there's a lot of folks who are still open, and that's important because it's very, very important that you get the information you need. So far, Karen and Lisa, has the government changed any deadlines that might help us?
Well, yes, they actually have extended an OEP program where normally you would have to make a decision by the end of March. But, you know, they have extended that. So if you are in an uncertain situation that you're concerned about, we can look at those different options for you. And you can give us a call at 393-3437, and we can review your options and still make sure you're in the right program that suits your needs at this time. It's not something that, you know, is always out there, but there are different special election periods as well. And, you know, with this whole thing going on, you may decide to retire.
True.
That's the case. I know the Social Security offices are very limited. We do have access to helping them directly with the Social Security office. So we do have some assistance with that directly. So give us a call and we can help you get your paperwork going. If you're going to decide to retire, maybe you're home thinking, you know what, I may as well just retire now.
You know that, and there will be so many people, and I'm sure that is going through their mind right now. Question, is there a penalty for not registering or signing up to Medicare when one hits 65?
As long as you're working full time and you're more than 20 employees, there's no penalty for that. But if you just decide not to take it for, you know, personal reasons, or you forget, you know, you don't want that to happen.
Or you're unaware. A lot of folks give us a call and they thought, oh my God, I thought it was junk mail that I was getting, you know, from the Social Security office. And so I threw it out. So we'll help, you know, guide them through that, explain if they do have to, you know, pay a penalty and what that penalty would be and how to get enrolled in Medicare.
All right. Ladies, thank you. Great information. And that's really what this is all about today with Senior Radio and everyone in media, is to get out information for our wonderful listeners and our viewers and the people who are fans of Senior Radio, because we want to make sure everybody has that information. A lot of times, your attention is definitely being called away because we're worrying about our health, we're worrying about our loved ones, but this is something that you need to take care of. Think about your age and think about the choices you will need to take care of yourself for Medicare. Well, Lisa and Karen and Sally Steyer and the rest of all the wonderful experts at the Clarity Group, not only can they help you, but they'll be with you from this point on. And once this is all over, you'll get to see how lovely they are in person. So thanks, everybody. Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Lisa. We're going to let you go. And we will be talking to you again soon. I'm Linda Pellegrino here on Senior Radio WBEN. It's about 47 degrees outside with some rain. And I have some information for you, everybody. We're going to be talking a little bit about Andrews Estate Service and what a great job they do for you. So many people have discovered them through Senior Radio. Joe, Cheryl, and Joe Jr., Budnarczyk. They are there for you if you find that you need to downsize, if you find that you have to help out with a hoarding situation. You need to get rid of stuff. You may have belongings that are valuable. These people can actually help you get the right amount of money for something like this and help you do something that maybe you can't do yourself. Once you get to know these wonderful people, you will trust them. They will be in your house. And a lot of people say, hey, if it wasn't for these folks, I don't know how I would have gotten through that. Andrews Estate Service, a wonderful group of people. Their number, if you'd like to get in touch, is 716-873-7440. Also, I'd like to let you know that Independent Health is there for you. Their number is 716-631-3001. Right now, their areas where they are seniors are coming in and getting information have all been temporarily closed. But you know that their phone number's online. You can get in touch with anybody that you need to talk about what your needs are medically, and get a real person on the phone to ask and answer those questions. Later on this hour, we'll also be speaking with Kevin Ferguson from Colette Tours. Now, as you know, we have this incredible trip to Europe that is planned for about 6 months from now. The trip is almost sold out, and we're hoping that things will be back to normal by then. But you can only imagine how the coronavirus has affected the tour industry. So we'll be speaking with Kevin Ferguson at Colette Tours and find out what is going on. All right, everybody, just before we go, I want to let you know that there's a lot of things that you can do to protect yourself. If you feel sick, we can't say it enough. Stay home. Do not go out. Don't go to work. If your children are sick, keep them at home. Contact your medical provider. If you're an older person or have a serious underlying health condition, stay home and away from other people. You see the trend here? Stay home. If someone in your household has tested positive, keep the entire household at home. Work or study from home whenever possible. Avoid social gatherings in groups of more than 10 people. Avoid eating or drinking at bars and restaurants. Please use the pickup or delivery options. Avoid discretionary travel, shopping trips, social visits, things like that. Do not visit nursing homes or retirement or long care facilities unless to provide critical assistance. And for every one of us, always practice good hygiene. Wash your hands, especially after touching any frequently used item or surface. Avoid touching your face. Sneeze or cough into a tissue or to the inside of your elbow. And disinfect frequently used items and surfaces as much as possible. I'm Linda Pellegrino here with Senior Radio Buffalo on WBEN.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Take my lips.
All right, everybody, we are back here on Senior Radio through WBEN, and it is really nice to be back on these airwaves. And by the way, if you have a question for us, you can always contact the Linda line at 324-5222 or get in touch through seniorradiobuffalo.com. We even have a text line open for you, and I'll get that for you in just a second. But we're on until about 12 o'clock for today, and our text line is 30930. Now, our second guest this morning, a wonderful gentleman with great information. We're on the phone now with Richard Ellis from Amherst Meals on Wheels. Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm fine, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing great. Richard, maybe you can talk with us a little bit about how this has affected what you do out there.
Well, it's changed the way we do our process. Of course, we're trying to do the 6-foot rule to make sure that everything that we do is within the guidelines that have been set out by the government. And unfortunately, we had to stop using our great volunteer team of over 350 volunteers. But they've been replaced with the help of the town of Amherst and the supervisor. We have been able to use the town of Amherst employees, which has been super. They have been a great asset. And they're delivering our meals and making sure that all of our clients are safe.
That's fantastic. How many people do you help service out there for Amherst Meals on Wheels, Richard?
Well, on an average day, we usually do about 250 clients. But with this new influx of need, we're now up to about 300 clients. Mm. And we have a capacity of a total of 500, which we hope we don't have to use all of that, but we are ready and prepared.
Richard, how might one qualify for Amherst Meals on Wheels?
Well, all they have to do, they have to give us a call. If they are homebound and a senior, they don't have anybody who can get them food, all they have to do is give us a call, and we will process them through our social workers. We try to get them meals as quickly as possible. We're cutting corners a little bit, but the object here is to make sure that every senior is taken care of in the town of Amherst, whether they're a long-term resident. What we found out lately, we now have some homeless seniors who've been placed in hotels.
Mm.
So we're helping them as well. So all we have to do is get a phone call, and we will get the process started. And believe it or not, we get them either started that day or the next weekday. So we're getting them meals as quickly as possible.
You know, Richard, it's interesting because I think a lot of people understand that sometimes for that person getting the meal, that person from Meals on Wheels may be the only person they see all day. And that means that that person who's delivering the meal, even from a distance, will be able to tell how they're doing. Do they look well? Do they look sick? No one would ever know if that Meals on Wheels person wasn't on that route.
That's correct, Linda. And what we have trained everybody to do, especially during this time, is, again, the 6-foot rule. Gloves and masks are important, too. And we've talked to just about every one of our clients to please leave a chair outside if they're in a private home. And we knock on the door. We make sure they answer the door. We wave to them. We ask them how they're feeling from a distance, of course. And if there are problems, the town employees who have been helping us out, they call us right away, and then we get a hold of their caregivers to make sure that those seniors are taken care of.
Richard, maybe you can talk a little bit about how the meals are being prepared, and do you need help with supplies, donations, volunteers, things like that?
Well, we always need supplies. I'll talk about that in a second. But the meals are all being prepared at the senior center right here in Amherst, which is great. The town of Amherst employees who work at the center, including in the kitchen, have been a fantastic addition to our team. They've always taken care of us. They are preparing all the meals. So, again, they were following all the social rules, which are 6 feet apart when preparing the meals. We both do hot and cold meals. They wear gloves, hats, masks, everything that we have to do to make sure everything is safe. And the town has been fantastic in being a partner for us.
That's great. If anyone has a question or a comment for Amherst Meals on Wheels, you can text us at 30930. I'm Linda Pellegrino here on Senior Radio Buffalo through Radio 930 WBEN. It's a rainy day outside, 47 degrees. Not that it matters. A lot of folks, we are inside. And Richard Ellis is our guest this morning from Amherst Meals on Wheels. And we want to give everybody, Richard, your website and your phone number if they find that they can use your services.
Of course. Our phone number is 636-3065. Our website is pretty easy. It's amherstmealsonwheels.org. You can reach us through the website. Just hit info, and anything that you need will just go right to my email, and I will answer that as quickly as possible. If you're a caregiver and you're having trouble getting hold of anybody in the county, you can reach us the same way, just through amherstmealsonwheels.org. We will then forward the information off to our friends in the county. Again, they're our great partner to be with, and they have a hotline, too, for Erie County Senior Meal Hotline, which is 858-5826. I know it's busy, but if you want to reach them through us, we'll be glad to forward the information on to our friends and partners, Buffalo Meals on Wheels, which is really Feed More of Western New York, and Kenton Meals on Wheels. Again, we're all in this together, and
yes,
everybody else.
And, you know, Richard, you would think it would be enough just to provide a hot meal, but you actually pay attention to people's diets, and you can help with that as well.
Oh, yes, we do. We try to make sure that they eat what they're supposed to be eating. We had a customer who was 104 years old, and he made sure that we provided him exactly what he wanted. You know, at 104 years old, sometimes you say, go ahead, have a good time. But he was very stern in how we made sure we prepared his meals. And we're proud to do that for just about everybody who we have as a customer.
Now, I'm assuming, Richard, that Amherst Meals on Wheels has been declared essential personnel, essential employees?
That's correct. I have a team of seven people who work with me, and it's a great team, and I'm really proud to have them as my partners and employees. Our social workers, we're making sure that they're safe. They're working from home, which is fine, but the rest of the team is in the office, making sure that we process every new client as quickly as possible, making sure that the routes are taken care of, making sure that any supplies that come in as a donation are forwarded on to the people that need it.
Okay, and I mentioned that because if you are being serviced right now with Amherst Meals on Wheels, I don't want you to think they're going to go away. They are not. They are essential employees, and they're going to be there for you. Richard, if somebody does need your services, what meals are delivered? And maybe you can tell us a little bit about what's in them.
Well, we provide the staple products in every one of our meals. You're going to have a meat. You're going to have a vegetable. You'll have a starch. But if it's based on dietary restrictions, we make a substitution to make sure things are exactly what they're supposed to be. We also provide a cold meal, which is usually a sandwich, some sort of a fruit, milk, and juice. So we make sure that there's enough food that they can eat on a daily basis for lunch and for dinner.
And if people are finding that, of course, they cannot get to their senior parents and loved ones, they can call you, and you are still picking up new clients to have meals delivered through Amherst Meals on Wheels. What area are we talking about when we talk about Amherst?
Amherst is about 52 square miles. Our territory is really goes to Transit Road, and then over to Worley, over to Tonawanda Creek Road, and then to Niagara Falls Boulevard. If you call and you are in our zip code area, and you're on the east side of transit, we will forward all that information off to our friends in Clarence. Again, we try to make sure that everybody is taken care of.
Right. Don't assume that you're not in their area and you cannot use their services until you call. And Richard, are the other Meals on Wheels all essential employees as well, and are they all still working?
Yes, all the Meals on Wheels programs are working. I know that Feed More of Western New York, they've been swamped. They cover a large portion of Western New York. They've had to add some additional employees just to make sure that the food does get out. And Todd, again, it's similar to our territory. Again, they've added additional volunteers where they needed to. They're just like us. We have a lot of volunteers over the age of 70, and we're making sure that, again, all those volunteers who are over the age of 70, we love them dearly, but please stay home. You're the ones who are in need of staying home, so you stay healthy.
All right, Richard Ellis, thank you so much. Once again, AmherstMealsOnWheels.org. You can give them a call at 636-3065. Also thought I'd let you know, as long as we're talking about food, that grocery stores and a local restaurant are reaching out to Catholic Charities, along with Feed More of Western New York, to share their excess. Today, Catholic Charities food pantry staff, as well as employees from its Workforce and Education and Immigration and Refugee Assistance Program, pitched in to pick up and sort eggs, pastries, vegetables, fruit, and more for distribution to the agency's 9 food pantries in 3 counties, Erie, Cattaraugus, and Allegheny. More than 500 dozen eggs and other items were donated to a local restaurant. So they are all working for you. We're going to pause now and listen to WBEN Radio News.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's 11:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. Governor Cuomo is scheduled to hold a news briefing at noon at the state capitol in Albany. We'll bring that to you live when that happens. The count in Erie County of coronavirus cases has jumped to 310. A 6th death was reported last night. There are 26 cases in Niagara County at last count. A 1,000-bed U.S. Navy hospital ship is being rushed back into service to provide medical help to New York City, now the epicenter of the nation's outbreak. It's scheduled to arrive Monday at a Manhattan pier a week after its sister ship, the USNS Mercy, arrived in Los Angeles to perform similar duty on the West Coast. The WBEN First Alert Forecast. Rain today, a high of 53. Thunderstorm tonight, low 49. Right now, rain and 47 in Buffalo. The only way you can take WBEN with you is the radio.com app. Download it today. Listen to us anytime, anywhere. I'm Tom Puckett, News Radio 930, WBEN and WBEN.com. Follow us on Twitter at News Radio 930.
When you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you.
Richie, what are you doing? I'm on the phone.
I'm washing my hands.
Well, that's good, because physical hygiene is important. But today, I want to talk about mental hygiene. Just like my son Richie was just finished washing and scrubbing his hands, it's time, especially now, to wash away and scrub away all negative thoughts from our mind. You know, negative thinking causes stress, and that causes your body to go into what we call flight or fight mode. That's when your brain tells your body to move all the blood and the resources to your extremities, like your hands, your feet, your legs, your arms, because it's time to run, to leap, to climb, or even defend yourself. And as we evolved, this flight or fight impulse was needed for survival. If you're trying to escape a pack of lions or a woolly mammoth, or you're defending your home and your family against a foreign intruder, I assume that you've listened to the advice regarding the current situation, and you're in your home or your backyard with limited interaction with the outside world. There are no lions or woolly mammoths to run from. There are no intruders. There's no need for the flight or fight instinct. And this is the message. This is important. This flight or fight instinct causes stress. It's negative thinking, which can severely, severely compromise our immune system. So the best thing you can do is to relax, calm down. You know, at age 85, I've learned one thing in life, that this too shall pass. Thank you for listening. This is Richard Derwald on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Thank you, Richard Derwald. I love how he starts our show because he is so inspiring and he's got such great things to pass on, and he always sees the bright side, right? Every cloud's got a silver lining. Richard finds that silver lining. I'm Linda Pellegrino here with Senior Radio Buffalo. We're ready to launch into our second half hour, and I would like to let you know that a noon press conference has been scheduled with Governor Andrew Cuomo, and of course, WBEN will be taking that full right at the top of the hour. Also want to let you know that we did get a wonderful text from a listener, and I have some information about that. Our text number is 30930, and the text message was, I will turn 65 in September, get lots of mail now, already on Medicare from disability. Can I ignore the mail? Will I lose? If so, I am going to give you the number for the Clarity Group. It's 393-3437. They can easily give you that information and allay your fears. 393-3437 for the Clarity Group. And again, if you have a question, by all means, 30930. If you'd like to get in touch with our Linda line, you can do that too. We'd love to hear from you, and we'll get a call back if it's something about any of the guests that we have on our show. And that Linda line is 324-5222. All right, everybody, listen, I have a very interesting guest up next because I've got a lot of questions for him, and he has a lot of answers for us. Anthony Amagon, are you there?
I am here, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing great. Anthony's the president of all the Amagon funeral homes. And, you know, I'm not even sure where to start, but let me ask you this. Are you still performing funeral services, and how have they changed because of COVID-19?
Well, first of all, it's thanks for having me on, and I know this is an issue that is difficult for our community, but what I'm noticing is people are wonderful, and everybody understands, and we're here to get a little information to people. People can still have services for immediate family. So I just had services this morning, and the immediate family came in, and they were pleased that they were able to do that. We are giving extreme announcements about social distancing, even amongst family members. So that's very important. I've been walking around telling everybody, 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. So But it is an essential service, and we're helping to care for people who have experienced loss. And but the families have been wonderful. Our funeral directors have been really stepping up to be able to help people. And it's still something we go through, but we're just there for people.
Let me ask you this, Anthony. Will you accept a decedent who tested positive for coronavirus?
Well, we practice universal precautions no matter what. So we can be going to the hospital right now and somebody passes away and hasn't been tested. It is possible that they have the virus. So we're prepared either way. But yes, we will, if somebody has COVID-19 and they've tested positive, we'll take the same precautions we normally take, and we're able to take that person into our care and then assist the family. The family, we give them an option. We encourage a telephone arrangement conference, and then we can utilize the internet and email and video conferencing or whatever we need to do to be able to go through the arrangement conference with the family. And that has been working very well. And we, even if they have to select a casket or do something like that, that's something we've been able to accomplish with these families, regardless of COVID-19. Affecting the decedent, we still have social distancing and things we do for the family. So I hope that answers that question.
It does. Anthony, you know, I'm looking at so many unfortunate pictures coming from Italy where their medical personnel and their funeral personnel are overwhelmed with the people dying. And I know that we have not hit the apex of this. Are you prepared in case we do start seeing an uptick in people who have passed away from this?
We're as prepared as we can be. It has to do with the amount of deaths that occur. That's why what I was thinking about this last night, where you're seeing these temporary morgue situations at New York hospitals. And I think part of that is because you just have to be able to be protecting everyone. So they wouldn't allow the funeral directors in there to go and take someone into their care because of they may not have masks, mm-hmm. to protect themselves. So if the numbers rise greatly, it does create an issue. So the number one thing that they would have to do is create these morgues where the bodies would be kept until the funeral director could take them into their care. So, yes, it is an issue. But I think from what I've seen, they're handling it the best they can. It's just so unfortunate that there's that amount of people in Italy. And that's why everybody's pushing to flatten the curve, because we want to try and avoid that spike.
Right.
And then just it takes time over the distance of the time that it takes to have this virus run its course. Just it makes it a little simpler. Or a little easier on the healthcare community.
You know, Anthony, when I'm looking at the pictures and the videos coming from Italy, I'm seeing that they are actually picking up the bodies immediately from the hospital, and they casket them, and they get taken right to the burial grounds. Do we know if someone tests positive for COVID-19 that if you can still have, let's say, an open casket? I mean, are people concerned that they can still catch it?
People would be concerned. What we've been told by the health department and what we realize from dealing with other diseases and that, especially with a virus, is that once we are allowed to do the preparation, the embalming, and disinfection, okay, mm-hmm. it's not recommended people touch the deceased. Mm-hmm. But the host being, I consider once the host dies, and they don't have the respiratory system working anymore. Mm-hmm. This is done through droplet spray and somebody coughing or sneezing. So, of course, a dead person wouldn't be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
They could, okay? Again, we still don't know who had it and who didn't. So we do everything to make sure that whether we know that or not, that we're protecting the family and anyone else if they should decide to do. But it has been told to us, and I concur that it's a safe environment.
Okay. And every time I ask you a question, Anthony, you're honest as can be, and you've let me know. And I know these are tough questions, and we don't hear a lot of these types of questions. but there are questions that still need to be answered and people wonder. So thank you so much for being, as straight up as possible about what exactly goes on. Now, let me ask, if people need to discuss funeral arrangements and or pre-arrangements, can you handle all of this over the phone or email?
We've been doing that right along. Yes, absolutely. And we encourage that. We do have situations where somebody says, no, I need to come and sit with you. But I've commanded our workforce to be able to say, we insist on the 6-foot separation when we get together. And then we have a protocol for how we might even exchange any papers or that, so that we're not infringing or encroaching on that space. But the phone has been working great. The computer's been very helpful in getting things organized. So, and we've had people that, is that going to work? Is that going to
yeah.
work? Did they go through it? They say, oh, that worked beautifully. So any questions people have, or even with prearrangements, some people might say, I don't need to worry about prearrangements or that, but the life cycle is the same as it has been.
Mm-hmm.
People are faced with eventual need that's coming up quickly. So if they do need us for prearranging work, we're there to do that. And we're still doing that on a daily basis. So as Richard, you're the person that just spoke before,
yes.
before the news break, you know, we don't want any undue stress.
Mm-hmm.
So we can help with that as well.
Okay. I'm also wondering if people are choosing cremation as the numbers for this go up. Can they have a regular burial with the body in the casket?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's good to know.
Cemeteries are all aligned. What's happening at the cemeteries is we have social distancing between family and mm-hmm. cemetery. So when we arrive at the cemetery, the cemetery people will take the casket to the gravesite.
Once okay.
it's done, then people would get out of their car. And again, this is usually a very small number of people.
Right.
And then they go up, have a prayer, do what they need to do for the committal service. Then they leave, then the cemetery people come back up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just to keep the cemetery people separated from themselves and from the public. So this is in the numbers. This is why we don't want large gatherings or anything, because that's how it spreads quickly. So this is limiting the amount of people. The other thing is there's a great support mechanism coming about, and we've had it in place, but people are now using our website and that to share condolences with the family members.
Uh-huh.
So I can just tell the public that's very important, because they still need that type of support and from the people. So we're posting the death notices at our website, and we have the services available there, and then people can go and interact and share their condolences with the family members, and every family member would then receive something from us, even if they're not engaging with the internet or social media. We'll prepare something that shows them who sent their condolences via the internet.
Anthony, can people also set up a gathering in honor of that person's life at a future time?
They've done that, so a lot of people are talking that they'll do something public once this settles down.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't know when.
Yeah.
Everything's pending based on that. The indication is that services, and people do that now anyway,
mm-hmm.
but this is just going to create more services. We have a lot of families that prior to this have scheduled memorial gatherings or that for the summertime when everybody's back together.
Anthony, you have so many funeral homes all around Western New York. Can you please give people your website and your phone number if in fact they need to call?
Well, it's amagon.com.
Mm-hmm.
And the main phone number that services any of our locations is 836-6500.
All right. Anthony, thanks so much for joining us on Senior Radio. We appreciate your, just all your information. We always learn a lot every time you're on. That's Anthony Amagon, president of Amagon Funeral Homes.
I'm just telling everybody, practice social distancing. Stay away from each other.
You got it.
All right. Love you.
Love you too, Anthony. All right, everybody. This is Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm Linda Pellegrino here on WBEN, News Radio 930. And we're going to be going to news at the top of the hour, but we also have a scheduled press conference with Andrew Cuomo at the top of the hour. I thought I would let you know that Buffalo and Erie County public libraries may be closed, but many of their resources remain available. Dozens of free online resources are offered at buffalolib.org and facebook.com/buffalolibrary.central. And that includes downloadable ebooks, e-audiobooks, and music. Resources for children and teens include my own thousands of free downloadable student-centered digital books and All Things Teens blogs, virtual book clubs, and more. So it's just nice to know. I'd like to just spend a minute right now and talk about some of the folks who help us with Senior Radio every single week. We want to thank Andrew's Estate Service. We've got Joe, Amy, and Joe Jr. who are there for you if you need to downsize, you're changing residence, if you're cleaning out a residence for someone who is not there anymore, you don't know what's valuable, what's not. These folks can be invaluable to you. Andrew's Estate Service, give them a call or log on or listen to them here on Senior Radio. And if you're looking for their number and website, all you have to do is go to seniorradiobuffalo.com. You'll find their information there. And you can also leave any kind of a general message on our Linda line at 324-5222. Also want to mention Independent Health. What a great job they've been doing getting everybody caught up with what they need to know during this pandemic time. You can give them a call at 716-631-3001. And later on, just before we end this hour, we'll be speaking with Kevin Ferguson from Colette Tours to find out what on earth is going on with the tourism industry. It's just been amazing. And as we heard Dr. Burstein say in the news last hour, is that we have not hit the apex of this. Do not feel that because we're so far doing the right things. And I hope everybody is out there. There's still some folks who are not, but be a good role model and do the right thing. That we must be over the hump by now. We have not. We have not hit the apex of this yet. So it's very, very important that you just keep doing what you're doing to help stop the spread of COVID-19. Now, to disinfect items, I know we ran out of hand sanitizer like on day two, but there's something that you can actually make if you're home. Let's say right now, you are looking for the standard recipe for disinfectant for your hands. Very, very easy. All you need is 2/3 cup of isopropyl alcohol. All right, that's found in drugstores. You probably have this home. And 1/3 of a cup of aloe gel. That's all you need. If you want to put some drops of essential oils in just to make it smell better, that's fine. But that's all you need, and you probably have this stuff home. You mix 2/3 cups of 91% isopropyl alcohol and 1/3 cup of aloe gel, and that's all it is. Try not to use hydrogen peroxide. That is not as effective as alcohol, nor is liquor. A lot of people are kind of turning to that, but that's not as effective. I'm Linda Pellegrino here on SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. We are so grateful that you're listening and you're loving the show. By all means, if you want to give us a comment, our text line is open at 30930. We've got rain outside, 47 degrees, and doesn't really seem to matter because we're all inside anyway, doing what we need to do. Our next guest on the phone, we're so looking forward to speaking with Kevin Ferguson from Colette Tours. Good morning, Kevin. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Oh, Kevin. Now, it's nice to hear from you. Kevin, you were with us when we hosted all of our wonderful sign-up trips for our incredible trip that is coming up. And is still planned, by the way, for late October, where we're heading off to Europe. But tell us, what has this been like for Colette Travel, truly one of the oldest and most respected travel companies in the world?
Well, it's been absolutely an unprecedented time here with COVID-19, just with the uncertainty of the world. We get it, we understand it, and as a company, health and the well-being of our guests is our top priority. So because, the situation is so fluid, we're assessing our tours across the board and regions that they operate on a daily basis and communicating these decisions immediately. We're monitoring not only just information provided by the WHO, but the CDC, Department of State, other private public organizations, again, just to ensure that safety and security of our guests is there. And we have, at this time, all of our tours have been canceled basically until the end of April worldwide. And we look at this at a region by region, country by country, case by case situation here as well. But everything for Senior Radio Buffalo's trip late this fall, all systems go, all systems operating. And, you know, time is definitely on our side here.
And Kevin, I want to bring up a good point, and that is you have an incredible insurance policy with your trips. And for those trips that were canceled or for any reason that people couldn't make it, we want people to know that with Colette, you can be sure you're going to get every dollar back. And as you say, not a voucher, not a gift certificate, but their money back in cash. And that really makes you feel confident when you're booking a trip.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, this has been a policy that we've been operating for decades now with this cancel for any reason insurance waiver. It's underwritten by Colette itself. So again, we have not had to revise policies, throw new terms and conditions out there. These have been what we have been operating with during good times and bad times.
Mm-hmm.
The last, you know, I have been usually talking about 9/11 being this the last time that we have had to give $30+ million out back to travelers, just because it's a cancel for any reason. It does cover pandemics, while on tour, the trip interruption, the medical expenses, baggage loss, all those other things. It's security, it's peace of mind, and I think right now, with everything being so wishy-washy, fluid, it's nice to have that security. And all of our clients who have signed up for our trip this fall have the insurance.
They've, yes.
Elected to have this. So that makes it a lot more reassuring for everybody there.
Now, how far in the future has Colette canceled their trips?
Yep. So we're looking at this basically at about a 30 to 35 day out pattern right now.
Okay.
And the end of April is where we have this on a global scale.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for different parts of the world, for example, China, we have completely taken that off until September 1 in the fall. The Ober-Ammergau Passion Play, which is once every 10 years, just about a week and a half ago, they had postponed that. That's a one every decade opportunity. So we're being able to give our travelers options for their new rescheduling date, which is 2 years down the road in 2022. So again, we know that the anticipation, and people have been spending, you know, time, money, all of those things, and so excited. So when we've had these unprecedented experiences like we do right now, we want to make sure that safety and security are there, but also that people don't lose hope. And that's a very big, big and important thing out there, is making sure that, guests are feeling assured and reassured here. And that, again, we're monitoring this very, very, very closely.
Yeah, and it is a very fluid situation. So it sounds like Colette is watching their trips 30 days out. If you're more than 30 days out, your trip may not officially have been canceled yet, but they're watching this for 30 days out. If you would like to call Colette, you can call them toll-free at 877-262-4489. And as we say, fingers crossed, Kevin, we've got about 4 or 5 seats still available on our trip. That's going to be phenomenal. But in case you still are hearing that money is due, trips are going out, it's only 30 days out because you're watching this. And again, it is a very fluid situation. And if the world does a little bit better, then we can start to get back on track and trips can start going out again. But I think it's really responsible that you're watching this very carefully and you're deciding that we're not going to go forward until it's safe.
Yeah, and that's exactly so. And what we've even done here is, even since our last meeting just a couple weeks ago in Cheektowaga, is that we are going to extend the time for people to sign up and be able to join the journey itself. It was supposed to expire back on the 23rd of March.
Right.
They extended this now until the end of May.
Oh, good.
First.
Great.
That, again, we know economically it may be one of those things where people are going, hey, how about, is this in the card? Just that we want to let you know that again, we're monitoring these things. We are being extremely flexible with our travelers, you know, before the journey goes out there, to make sure that, hey, you know what, this is absolutely and definitely doable there.
Yeah, and once again, we are so happy to be working with Colette Tours, the longest running tour operator in the world. And they have had things like this happen before at a different scale, different pace. But as you know, and as I love hearing you say it, Kevin, there will be a day where we're back to normal. And well, we'll be on planes and we'll be on motor coaches and we'll be seeing the world once again.
Everybody will be itching to get out at work.
Yes.
Stuff. And that's exactly it. This is the journey that we're doing here with Treasures of Europe is not until the last week of October. So the 22nd to the 2nd, you'll be back in time for elections, which is the following day. So that's how far down the road this is. This is, you know, we're talking, you know, the week before, week before elections are set and due here,
right,
on November 3rd. So plenty of time. We do have our webinar that we are going to make sure that we get issued out here for on seniorradiobuffalo.com that people can click, learn about the trip, everything that's going on, because maybe right now people, you know, either we're not able to meet up to those presentations in January or February, early March. But now here is the time for, hey, you know what? The sun will rise tomorrow. We have an amazing journey at hand. We have 30 plus travelers on this journey right now and very, very few seats left, as you said.
And Kevin, for I want to thank you for all this great information. I look forward to the webinar because we've had so many excited future travelers who are really, really hoping that we're all going to be able to make this trip in late October. But and for all the people who texted us at 30930, we hope we've answered your questions with all of Kevin's answers. Thanks so much, Kevin Ferguson. It's great having you on Senior Radio, and we'll be talking with you again soon. I thought I would pass on to everybody when it comes to cleaning services, even when I came into the radio station, I'm wiping down the microphone, and I'm sure everybody is. We just thought we would just kind of go over those high-touch areas that should be cleaned often because you forget sometimes. Right now, we don't know exactly how long COVID-19 stays on services. It is believed to stay anywhere from a few hours to a few days, so you can't be too careful. A few common items to disinfect would be keys, wallet. You forget about that, right? Your purse, especially the bottom of your purse, or your bag handles. Do not put your purse on the kitchen table. The bottom of your purse is just laden with germs. Credit cards, stair railings, doorknobs, all the things that we forget. Light switches, okay? Your steering wheel and other knobs and handles in your vehicle. Your keyboard and mouse. Your charging cables, your cell phones, your work phones, your makeup and brushes, your eyeglasses, remote controls, bed sheets and towels, and you can't do enough wash. Just get everything, especially your pillowcases. Get those in the wash over and over. All right, everybody, but we're going to be here for you every weekend. That's what we do here on Senior Radio. As we like to say, we are Buffalo Strong. And in just about 45 seconds or so, we're not only going to WBEN News, but we're waiting for a press conference with the governor, Andrew Cuomo, coming up at the top of the hour. He's been very good as far as letting us know where we stand in this state as we're watching the cases go up. But do what you need to do to stay safe. Make sure you're keeping social distance from those around you. Make sure you're leaving areas cleaner than you found them. Make sure if you're going to be walking in our park, you're picking up after yourself, because that means that somebody else has to do that for you. And in the meantime, we want to thank you for listening in. By all means, contact us through the Linda line at 324-5222, and we'll be back next week.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE HD3 Niagara Falls.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.